This is Liz from Subculture, and I'm here at Coco in London with Sean from Yellow Card. How are you doing?
I'm great. Hello. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back to London and back to the UK, of course. What's it like being back here?
It's amazing. I mean, anywhere, Yellow Card is like kind of international band, so anywhere we go, it's always just a little bit special to be like, oh, we're over here and Camden is this way, and you know, we kind of know our way around.
Yeah.
So it's really special to be back in England. We took a little bit of a break last year just because in 2013 we were in England, I think, 3 times.
Wow.
And so last year we did recorded Lift a Sail and did Warped Tour in the US, and that took up a good part of our year. So it's great to be back.
Yeah.
2 nights at the Coco and right here in London, so it's great.
Are there any like particularly British sort of foods or snacks that you look forward to having when you get back here?
Of course, you know, with like any American band, where we enjoy Nando's, and I myself really enjoy Wagamama's, obviously. I'm half Japanese, so it's like nice to have like decent fast food, Asian food.
Yeah.
And then just fish and chips, pub food, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, it's good.
We haven't gone down the drunken route of kebab, late night kebabs yet, but I'm sure we'll get there soon enough.
Brilliant, right. Well, you guys have toured like pretty much worldwide. How do fans here differ to like anywhere else?
I think that we talk about English fans and Europe kind of were generalized together, but English fans are great because we can somewhat understand what everyone's saying. We speak the same language, but there's a lot more loyalty I found through Europe, and I think it's the music culture over here, and there's still humongous festivals, and you know, the United States is more of a little bit of a fast food culture, I think. So the Yellow Card fan that maybe listened to us in 2003, they still listen to us in 2015. And you don't always get that. I mean, there's rare familiar faces that I know, you know, in the U.S. But, you know, England and Germany, Europe in general, there's been a lot of loyalty. And over the years, it's been few and far between. It's a little harder to tour over here. So We see the people coming back over and over again, and you know, just being in a band, being in Yellow Card, and getting to see that and recognize that is a pretty rare thing.
Yeah. Oh, we're dedicated over here.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Is there anywhere that you haven't played yet that you really want to play?
We don't play Wales enough. I know they're not like, they're just a little neighboring area, but we've only played a couple shows, and we haven't played Ireland enough, but I think, you know, England, let us come over here and beat up on your culture and eat all your food and drink all your beer, so cider.
It's fine,
so
you're more than welcome.
Thank you.
Now, Lift a Sail is the latest album. Now, I think it's kind of a bit more rocky, isn't it, for Yellow Card?
Mm-hmm.
So how would you describe it in one sentence for people who haven't heard it before?
Yellow Card is the best combination of vintage Yellow Card sounds with new modern songwriting elements mixed into a Yellow Card record.
Awesome, you sound like you practiced that.
I am, like, my grammar is not very good, so I just made a run-on sentence for you.
It's fine. What's your personal favorite track of the album?
I really like MSK. For me, doing a Yellow Card record like this where we looked at our discography and we didn't want to record another Yellow Card record, and whether it was more rock and roll or more soft elements of the band, I think being the violin player and really wanting to showcase some of the string stuff that we can do. And right now music, whether it's pop music or rock music, for the first time in I think a very long time, a lot of other artists are using string instruments.
Mm.
It's a really popular time to be a violinist or a cellist, especially in popular music. So I really didn't want to miss the train on the guy on the string stuff and being the resident in the band. And it kind of was a little bit of an arm wrestle because, you know, the guitar players want to be guitar players and they want to play the big rock anthem theme. So it took a little coercing, but we kind of got it there, and Ryan did a great job with the melody and the lyric, and it actually turned out to be a really special song. It was a riff that I've been playing for a long time. And I had a dream to kind of like do a song. I would have been okay if guitars made it on there, but we went a little bit in the exploration of the studio space and strings and string arrangement, and it came out really well. And it might not have been exactly what I imagined, but I think the final product, especially within the Yellow Card, you know, 15 years of songs and all the records that we have, there's nothing else like it. So I'm really, really proud of that one.
Awesome. Now, I want to ask about the release and the video for One Bedroom with Invisible Children.
Yeah.
How did that come about? Did they approach you or did you approach them? Or
it was kind of like one of those... It's funny, we Yellow Card and our life and our timeline, we are so thankful for the Vans Warped Tour in the United States. And we just, at the end of our touring year in 2013, we did the Vans Warped Tour in Europe and in England. And so much of our life is built from those relationships that we've met people through that. So Invisible Children, we've known them for years, and they've worked with our friends Amberlynn and Thrice, and just really inspiring work. And Ryan just this summer ended up, you know, really hitting it off with Invisible Children, and they just ended up kind of snowballing this idea back and forth about their deflection flyers and how effective they are. And I mean, it's just, it's such a big project, so much bigger than album sales or you know, single downloads or YouTube numbers, you know what I mean? Like, all that little stuff. And so, just to be able to go and see what they do and how it affects so many people that are so far away from us, and for us just to have a small little part of it and to see what they've done and how, I mean, I always say if we play a song and it affects one person in a positive way, then we're doing a good job. And they literally do that every day, and it's so special. And they got me on camera kind of ugly crying, and I was pretty emotional at that time, but it was a really special thing. And really, to very small credit of Yellow Card's Invisible Children, is they're doing amazing things. We're just really, really happy to be a part of it.
It was a beautiful video. I was definitely ugly crying watching it. I got goosebumps and everything. It was amazing.
Thank you.
Okay, so over the years, you've had like so many guest vocals over like all the albums, like amazing people like Alex and Tay, and I know Matty Mullins is on the new album, right? If there's any artist in the world, like regardless of genre or anything, that like, and you could have them guest on one of your tracks, who would you pick and why?
Oh, only one?
Pick a few if you want. Okay, great. Have a whole like
so
lineup.
I know that Ryan Key would say Dave Grohl and Chris Martin. Same song, different song, it doesn't matter. Those two, I mean, he, like, we all have a mutual love for Foo Fighters, but he is just the biggest Coldplay fan, and they're amazing artists, but I think it's also the jealousy that we don't have that cool accent, you know? So that would be great to have a singing lesson from Chris Martin. I personally, I've always loved Jimmy Eat World, and I think it would match with our genre, like, a little bit more related, maybe not directly, but... they're such great artists, he's such a great singer, but a little off the beaten path. One of the best singers of just our generation is a pianist and a singer-songwriter named Sarah Bareilles. And she, I've just been the biggest fan of her for so long. We did like a corporate thing for, I think, Target in the States like 8 years ago, and right before she blew up, and I was like, man, this girl is special. So if at any point she needs a violinist or she wants...
we know who to call.
She already has a violinist, but she needs another one. So, but she's phenomenal. That would be great.
Wow, that would be awesome. Let's hope that can get on the next album.
Yeah, right. Maybe not. You said dream, so that's probably... That's as far as that's going to go.
Well, you never know.
You
music
never
is unpredictable.
You're right.
Wow. Anyway, thank you so much for talking to me.
Yeah,
good luck with the rest
time.
Of the tour. And hopefully see you guys again soon.
Yeah, we'll
UK.
Be back as
don't
soon as
leave
we
it
can.
So long this time.
Tonight's going to be the night. It's awesome.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yep.